Turn with me to page 54. Page 54. Case number three. You are Mike's boss. You remember Iron Mike? Okay. You are Mike's boss. Rumors of a possible mass resignation of his brand groups have reached you. You obviously want to prevent a mass exodus, but you also want to help Mike develop a more effective leadership style. You realize Mike gets the results, but apparently his style is hurting the organization and threatens its ability to continue to achieve good results. How would you approach Mike's case? Arrive at a consensus with your group on the following questions. And once again, there are the questions, okay? This case is complicated and you need more input. Please write down the following, okay? Remember, you are Mike's boss. This is your profile. Number one, you are an American expat in the Philippines. American expat in the Philippines. Ikaw ito. You are an American expat in the Philippines. You are 30 years old. 30 years old. Ang rango mo, marketing director. Okay? An American expat in the Philippines, 30 years old, you're the marketing director. Iron Mike is the marketing manager. He reports to you. Okay? You are an American expat in the Philippines. You are 30 years old, you're the marketing director. You have an MBA from Harvard. True story. MBA, Harvard. Very bright executive, young executive, okay? You are an American expat, 30 years old, you're the marketing director. You have an MBA from Harvard. Typical expat tenure, 3 years. Typical expat tenure, 3 years. You have been in the country 2.5 years. So malapit ka nang ma-transfer, okay? Typical expat tenure, 3 years. You have been in the Philippines 2.5 years. Mike is 27 years old. The brand managers are 25 years old. Make a long story short, between the brand managers and you, the American expat, you belong to the same age bracket, okay? You are all young, hardworking, intelligent, ambitious, okay? All of you, from the brand manager to Iron Mike to you, young, hardworking, intelligent, ambitious. Second input, yun ang unang input. Second input, I want you to underscore the sentence, I call it the rumor sentence, the sentence that starts with the word rumors. Underscore that sentence. And I want your group to discuss what is the significance of the rumors sentence. Okay? Input number three. This is a complicated case. You must think out of the box. This is a complicated case. You must think out of the box. This case is not what it seems to be. This case is not what it seems to be. If you want to solve this case, you have to consider that. It is complicated. It is not what it seems to be. You must think out of the box. And finally, I've been running this seminar for about 50 times now in the last 2 years, both commercial and church seminar, okay? Siguro 10 times church, 40 times commercial, okay? Or maybe 8 times church, about 42 times commercial in the last 2 years. In all of these runs, Not one class has cracked this case. One class almost cracked it, and it is the class from Victory Admin. Okay? Almost. But when I say crack it, you have to crack it without help from me, without prodding. Okay? You have 10 minutes. Now, I am lifting the restriction on electing people who have already presented. Because I want you to elect that person who, in your opinion, can lead the group to think outside of the box. Okay? That person should also do the presentation. So the person has to lead the discussion. He must be able to challenge the group, to push the group to think out of the box and present the group's case. Okay? Are we recording this in the podcast, Lourdes? Okay, I want you not to record the answer to this case. Otherwise, the next classes will be cheating the next classes, all right? Okay, so index finger to the ceiling. No, why I will not force you to elect. I want you to agree like a wonderful collaborative team to elect who your discussion group leader and presenter is. So why don't you start grouping yourselves already? Come on, group yourselves already as a group. Oh, have you guys decided on who the discussion group leader is? Sino ang discussion group leader dito? Si Sky? All right. Sino ang discussion group leader dito? No, don't do it for me. Do it for you. Do it for you. Who is the discussion group leader here? Ricky. Okay, go. 10 minutes only, starting right now. Okay, page 55. You work in the finance department and are the senior colleague of one of the brand managers in marketing. Who works for Mike? The brand manager approached you to get some guidance. You have heard his emotions have gotten the better of him, and he has begun to talk behind Mike's back to his people and worse to others outside of the marketing department. You know that unless the situation is resolved quickly, there could be voluntary resignations of good employees. Mike is a good friend for whom you have a high regard in view of his work ethics and integrity. How would you approach the brand manager's case? Eto na naman tayo. What is the issue, etc., etc. This time, this is a plain vanilla, what you see is what you get case. Nothing complicated, okay? This is a mentoring coaching case. Okay, papauna ko na yun para simple, okay? The brand manager who is backbiting Mike is the same brand manager who went to Mike. In his frustration, because Mike did not change his leadership style, even after he talked to Mike, in his frustration, he began to, you know, lose it and begins to backbite. And you are now kuya in accounting. He goes to you. Okay? So I want you to analyze his case and identify ano yung issue, etc., etc. Okay? So try to answer as many questions as you want in 8 minutes. Okay? Now, this is plain vanilla. What you see is what you get. The warning is, I hope you do not miss what you are looking at. Okay? What you see is what you get. I hope you do not miss what you are looking at. All right? Index finger to the ceiling. We are back to electing people who have not yet presented. A one, a two, a three. Elect. Sino? Doc Alan. Dito? All right. And here? Noel? Noel, and here? Joseph. Okay. Okay. Time's up. Finished or not finished? You are finished. Who wants to go first? Okay. Pastor Joseph.
Wag na pahabain ang ano, agony. What is ano nga ba issue natin? issue is backbiting.
Backbiting, okay?
Yung clear na yon, yung emotions have gotten the better of him.
Right.
So backbiting. Ang root cause is more of frustration on the part of the brand manager.
Okay.
But siguro lack of appreciation.
Okay.
And then, okay. Readiness level of the brand manager on the issue is R2.
Okay.
Ang evidence is, ano evidence natin? Nag-asking for guidance siya.
Okay.
Talaga siya. What will you approach? It's mentoring. While it's not a performance issue, it's not a expertise issue on, like, this is marketing and finance. It has nothing to do with finance and marketing. We think it's mentoring on the other aspect of the work, like being professional,
okay,
conflict management,
right,
and how to protect. For example, he has also subordinates. So if there are issues at your level, you don't go to your subordinates to tackle the issue. You go up. If your boss doesn't listen to you, then be professional about it.
Okay.
And then practically that's it.
All right. Joseph and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Joseph and team. Sino po ang gustong sumunod? Noel.
Hello. Copy-paste na lang po.
Copy-paste. I will take it.
Ganun din po. Backbiting yung
issue.
Okay. Then frustration about yung how Mike yung kanyang treatment to the brand managers.
Okay.
So R3 kailangan ng coaching and mentoring yung approach. So yun, since na yung evidence good friend naman sila before. So kailangan lang ni finance hindi siya mag-mediate in technical matters but in relationship matters.
Okay. Noel and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Noel and team. Doc Allen.
Okay, Xerox copy na lang.
Yeah, okay, very good.
Anyway, the issue was primarily focused on the backbiting and gossiping. Other issues could have been the dissatisfaction of Mike. The root cause for this is maybe there has a distrust that has come in between them, although they were friends before. And somehow we thought of that the branch manager has become frustrated that he was not able to receive the empowerment that he was expecting from his friend.
Yep.
So the readiness of level of the brand manager, we were discussing about R3 or R4, but it's more to the R3 that since they were friends, so I think it would
be. Yung friend dito is the accounting manager and Mike.
Oh yeah. And because of that, there was a form of relationship already.
Mm-hmm.
So that could have been an issue wherein mentoring and coaching could
okay.
start. And what approach? Coaching and mentoring pa rin naman yung namin doon. Because primarily nga, there's a relationship. So it's more of the relationship rather than on the work ethics. That
okay.
was primarily we've thought of.
Doc Island and team, thank you very much. Big hand for Doc Island and team. I'll give you a 50% grade, okay? What is the issue with the brand manager? Is there a performance issue? No. Is there a behavioral issue? Yes. Specifically, what is the behavioral issue? Backbiting. Okay, you guys nailed that. Why? What is the root cause? Frustration. I wish you drilled deeper. So what if you're frustrated? What is the root cause? Let me ask you, okay? Let me dramatize it for you. If you're the brand manager and you backbite your boss in public, will your boss find out who backbit him? Yes. And might that have adverse implications on your career? Yes. Yeah, tell me about it, okay? Is that therefore a smart thing to do? No, not a very smart thing to do, okay? Because you're venting in public, but the venting will come back to bite you. Okay, so, what kind of people when they are frustrated, do things that will hurt even them. I mean, let me ask you, have you ever been frustrated with your boss? No lying. Okay? Now, have you ever ranted in public? When you rant and you really have to get it off your chest, who might you share it with? Maybe your spouse. Somebody very close who will keep the secret. Di po ba? So, I will repeat. What kind of individual will vent his frustration in a manner that will hurt him? Answer. Stupid is a good word, but... Huh? Personality defect, yeah. Brothers, I will not allow you not to think. I will not give you the answer. What kind of a person, when they are frustrated, will vent in a way that will risk even their own welfare? Rebellious. Sorry? Rebellious? Immature. Huh? Immature. Who said immature? Bingo. I'm looking for that word. Might the root cause be immaturity? Hindi po ba? Kasi just because you're frustrated does not mean okay ang behavior na ganyan. I mean, ako rin naman eh. But I talk to very, very close people na para atin lang to. I need to get it off my chest. Okay? And that's a natural human cathartic reaction. Just to get it off my chest. But you do it discreetly. And maybe the other person will tell you, hey, let's pray about it. That person will help me, will help comfort me. But if you're immature, yun. Now, had the brand manager been more mature, would he have ranted in public? No. Might that be the root cause of his ranting, of his backbiting, his immaturity? All right? Very good. So, yes. That's true. But in this particular case, kasi we know how old they are. Okay? So, bata pa ito. Okay? So, why is this case here? This case is here because as pastors, we will have a lot of volunteers who are young and eager and bright and could be very intelligent and productive but could also be immature. And many young people, 80% of what young people need is process mentoring, how to handle life, how to handle stuff. Procedural mentoring. Many young people volunteer in a church. They have all sorts of idealistic expectations. And then they see actual and they get frustrated. If no one takes them by the hand and gives them process mentoring, bata ganito, okay? Look, number one, reality number one. Not everyone in the church is perfect. It is as if you're telling me everyone who goes to the gym is healthy. As a matter of fact, most people in the gym are not healthy. That's why they go to the gym. Okay? So, reality number one, no one is perfect. We all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. So, when you get into trouble, when pag sumamalob mo, cool it, come to me. Relax ka lang. See, now, what happened to the brand manager's case? No una, he had a problem with Iron Mike, correct? What did he do? He went to Mike. Is that a mature thing to do? Wow, yes. May problema ka sa boss mo. Wow. The professional mature thing, go to your boss. And talk to him. Biblical yun. Go to your brother who is sinning. Oh, talk to your brother in private. Very biblical. Very professional. What happened here? Who had the high moral ground in the first case? The brand manager or Mike? In the first case, brand manager. He was very mature. Who has the high moral ground here, Mike or the brand manager? Mike. The mature brand manager, naging immature. Right? So, ang readiness level ko sa kanya, just like you. Dati 4 ka, pare. Ngayon, negative R. I mean, 1 max. So, i-average ko, okay, 2.5. Tama yun, 2 or 3. You know what to do. Kaya lang, you're too young to take life's peaks and valleys na konting pressure, tumaob ka kagad, bumigay ka eh. Ang ganda ng umpisa natin sa case na to. Eh, bumigay ka eh. Nagwala ka. So, what happens? I want you to see, and you saw it. You saw it. Nanganak yung issue. Nung araw, ang issue, Mike was not empowering people who are ready for empowerment. That is the original issue. Nananahimik yung issue yun. Lamang ka dun eh. Nang nagwala ka, nanganak ngayon. May dalawang issue ngayon. You are backbiting your boss. Something that's very immature and very unprofessional. So, there are two cases here. One where the brand manager is very mature and one where the brand manager is very immature. Yung isang case, R4 siya. In this aspect of the case, R1 siya. Okay, now, I'm the brand manager. As far as backbiting is concerned, Kuya, what is the first thing you should tell me? It's wrong. Therefore, very good, stop it. What's the next thing you should tell me? Stop it is one and? To tell Mike what? Very good. Apologize. Alam po ninyo, young people need to know what is right and what is wrong. In relational issues. He feels he is so right. Kasi nilapitan ko na walang nangyayari. Kaya naasar ako sa kanya. Nagwala ako. You're right. That's wrong. See, hindi ganyan bata. Okay? Siyado ko pang bata eh. Ganito dapat. This is the godly way. This is the mature way. Okay, so. Di ginawa ko na. Let's say gagawin ko. And then I'll tell you, oh kuya, what about my original issue? What do I do now? Mike still does not want to change. What do? Elevate. If I elevate, hindi ba parang binabackbite ko si Mike? Pwede. Oh. So what's the answer? So you're my senior pastor now. I'm coming to you. So senior pastor, what do? Nag-apologize na, okay Mike, ang bait ni Mike, pinatawad ako. Bati na kami, okay? Pero ayaw pa rin mag-empower eh. Eh, paano yan? What do I do now? Do I suck it up? Kasi kung suck it up ang advice mo sa akin, magre-resign na lang ako. Hindi ko na nga matiis eh. Sorry? Okay, that's so pastoral. It is correct. Remain faithful. But is there anything else I can do if I wanted to do something? Huh? Okay. But, pastor, is that all I can do? Okay, I like elevate. But how can I elevate without backbiting my boss? Exactly. Magpaalam ka. Eh kung hindi ako payagan, well, we do it one step at a time. Kasi kung hindi ka payagan, nagpaalam ka na, you have all the right to go anyway. Kasi hindi backbiting yun. And he has no right to tell you, you cannot go. Because you're a free man. You have a problem eh. Okay, now, I don't think it will ever happen to you. But in case it happens to you, all I want to tell you is this. Young people need process mentoring. Many young people in church become disengaged because ganito yan. Ako yung young person. Oh, nag-volunteer ako. Excited ako pare. Young in the Lord. Tapos, of course, I'm with... There are sinners all over the church and they are imperfect people and I get disillusioned and disappointed. Oh, if no one comes to me and tells me, hey brother, let's have coffee. Okay, don't be so frustrated. Life is like this. Ganyan talaga. If no one comes to me and holds me by the hand, I just get disengaged and guess what? You will be surprised. But kaya hindi na po sumisipot si Alex sa volunteer meeting na dapat siyang sumipot. Hey, you never understand why I'm disengaged. Because no one is taking me by the hand and we squander, in effect, the enthusiasm of young people. We squander them because we presume they are our force. Because they're so spiritual in their responses, but they're still young people, babes in the woods, and they need process mentoring. And so, ang hirap nito eh. You only, kasi na, issue number one, how will I ever spot young people who are disengaged? Tell you what, MBWA. walk around. Don't get out of your pastoral office. Make sure you're exposed and look at people. Are they? Do they look frustrated? Do they look exhausted? Are they engaged? Are they disengaged? If they are disengaged, I guarantee you, one of them is they parang naguguluhan ako, Pastor. I mean, I was so excited to join and volunteer, and then parang a lot of volunteers tell me, eh, kasi Alex, we don't know what we're supposed to do. They told us to show up. We showed up. Then no one tells us what our job is. So sometimes we mishandle our volunteers for lack of job descriptions. And tayo naman, ang attitude natin, siyempre, buti nga nag-volunteer yan. Ayoko masyadong pigain kasi baka hindi na bumalik. Alam mo, if you ask me, the more structured you make a job, a volunteer's job, the more excited they are about it. Are you with me? Okay. Questions, comments? That's why this case is here. It's for the young people who we take for granted, and we tend to squander the enthusiasm of young people. But that is a resource that God has given to us. We ought not to squander it. Page 56, The Heart of a Mentor Coach. Yes, Sky.
This is ministry is also work for us, and of course there's always cases for frustration. Where do you draw the line when, of course, you want your spouse to be involved and engage you emotionally, but how do you draw the line where you also want to spare your spouse from certain information? In your experience, what would be wisdom in that area?
Okay, very good question. I will spare my wife when I know her reaction, when I know the input will make her judge people. Okay? Boy, the last thing I need is frustrated na ako. Ma-multiply pa yung frustration ko kasi yung asawa ko mas maging frustrated kaysa sa akin. So yeah, there are times na kami na lang dalawa ni Lord. And yeah, because I don't want her, because, siyempre, ang spouse pare, kampi sa'yo eh. Siyempre. So, ang mangyayari dyan, and in fairness to her, she does not see the other side of the argument. And maski anong sabihin mong you will present the situation to her in as balanced a manner as possible, eh, you're the husband eh. Siyempre, 99% sympathy sa'yo. So, she will tend to have baka mahawa lang siya sa frustration mo. So, I will be very, very discreet. I would rather get a fellow pastor or a good friend in church or even outside of the church, you see. But yeah, I know what you're saying. A lot of the things, I don't channel it straight to my wife because pag na-frustrate yun, malalo lang ako ma-frustrate. And then, yeah, I don't want her to commit sin either. I don't want her to fall into judging other people. So that's when leadership becomes lonely. It's just you and you and God, you and the Lord in your quiet time. Because sometimes your friends will not, hindi rin nila, hindi na makuha eh. Kasi hindi siya pastor eh. Okay, wala kang ibang pastor na makikita. The only pastor na makikita mo, below you. And you don't want naman to end up slandering your boss to a lower level pastor. So, yeah, there are times na, yeah, it's you and God sitting down and say, help me through this, Lord, because I don't want to mess up my wife's attitude about other people. So, yeah. I'm very sparing, actually. I'm very sparing. My ears are open to her frustrations. But then when she tells me her frustrations about church or church people, I also become very, very discreet in making comments. Ah, kasi ayoko namang gatungan. Oh, ayoko rin magkakamali. So, ang dami natin responsibility as pastors. Kasi part of the flock mo rin yung wife mo. All right. So, don't go away sa alone time, quiet time, reflection time. Yun yung key, pare. That is your daily. Kung hindi ka nagre-reflection time, hindi ka nagka-quiet time, para kang sasakyan na walang gasolina. Kulang ka ng gasolina. Hindi ka kumakarga. Bigay ka lang ng bigay. Burn ka lang ng burn. Hindi ka kumakarga. Okay? page 56. The heart of a mentor coach. Technique without heart is manipulation. This is very important. When you get the hang of mentoring and coaching, believe me, you will become one of the most dangerous people on earth. Ask me why. You will be an expert manipulator. Ask me why. Because the process of mentoring and coaching people and manipulating them is identical. Okay? Did you hear me? The only distinction is motive. Okay? The problem with motive is no one sees it except you and God. Sometimes even we are blinded to our own motives, to our real motives. Okay? So, now the key is to develop authenticity in your heart. Wala pong complicated formula. It's sincerity, authenticity. I mean, whatever word you want, it's honesty. And you get that by cultivating the spiritual dimension of your life. Ang problema natin, Pastor, kasi we presume spirituality. Are you listening to me? Kayo magagalit, ha? We presume personal spirituality simply because we trade in the Word of God, we work through the Word of God, we speak the Word of God, we presume our own spirituality. Let me tell you this. If you don't spend time with God deliberately alone in His Word, the spirituality will just be superficial. Okay? And you need to, hindi ko ma-overemphasize yun eh. If there's one ability in a mentor coach, is the ability to spend time alone with God, reflecting. Okay? Because pag hindi ka nag pupurul yung diskarte mo eh, your judgment, kasi you're gonna judge eh. Okay? Who's good, who's bad? Magjudge ka, and hindi naman judge. We are told not to judge, but we are required to make discerning decisions. Pag hindi ka reflective, if you don't spend enough time with the Lord, yung judgment mo po magiging puro, magiging dull as opposed to sharp, okay? So, what's the heart? Well, very simple. Genuinely cares about the person and what the individual is saying. Yung sinasabi niya, pinapakinggan mo talaga at you take it seriously. Believes that believing in people unleashes the potential for transformation. It changes the way they see themselves. I want you to reflect on that sentence. When you believe in someone and that person senses that your faith in him or her is genuine, that person will change the way he or she looks at himself or herself. Okay? And the power of transformation is just unbelievable. We say, you know, we can speak words of power. Ganun din yun eh. Faith in someone changes the way they believe in themselves. Okay? If you tell your child, mahina ka talaga, no? Boy, mahihina. Ang tingin niya sa sarili niya, mahina siya. Pag sabi mo sa anak mo, alam mo anak, ang galing mo. Wow! That kid will look at himself differently. Okay? Focuses on the individual strengths, not his or her weaknesses. Have you guys done the strengths finders things? Okay, so that's where we're coming from there. Focuses on the individual's destiny, not his or her problems. Cultivates authentic personal relationships in helping the individual to grow and change. Works within the context of faith, enabling the mentor coach to do something beyond his or her abilities. In other words, we pray for the people we mentor and coach. Okay? I prayed for you, by the way, yesterday. And I prayed for you again today. I said, Lord, wake them all up and get them there on time. And secondly, keep them all awake. It's okay to sleep in my class as long as you sleep with your eyes wide open, okay? That's the only... There was a man in Del Monte. He was a merchandiser. He was a low-level merchandiser. Alam mo yung merchandiser sa supermarket? Okay? Nag-reveal ng shelf. This guy has not reached that level of merchandiser. This guy was below that rank. Ang trabaho niya, nakakulong sa warehouse. Pag merong promo, siya yung nag-taga-bundle. Two bottles of ketchup, one tomato sauce. Yung taga-bundle. O kaya, one pineapple juice, one pasta. Iba-bundle niya. Yung trabaho nila. Kwento niya sa akin, kinukulong ho kami sa warehouse magdamag. Wala pa siya sa Del Monte noon. Tapos naging merchandiser siya sa supermarket. Na-promote siya. May level pa na ng ganon. And then, nag-apply siya to become a salesman in one of our distributors. And then, nag-apply siya to become one of our salesmen. Eh, magaling siya. Ang bait pati. Later on, I found out, Christian. Okay? Wow! He became a top salesman. And he was so happy to him. Accomplishment of my life. From alikabok merchandiser to top salesman. So we told him, you know what? You can make it to supervisor. No, wag boss, hindi ho. Salesman lang ho ako. Hindi, pare. You have the qualities of a supervisor, of a leader. Make a long story short, we had to convince him to promote him to supervisor. Because we believed in him. So gradually, he accepted to become supervisor. Would you believe? Supervisor of the year after about 2 years. So we told him, you know, Dennis, you have the potential to be unit manager. Ang ano do, from supervisor, associate unit manager, tapos unit manager. Hindi ho, masaya na ho. Masaya na ho ako. Hindi na ako makapaniwala ng nanay ko. Naging supervisor ko sa Del Monte. And then, Dennis, sabi ko, you have it. So, gradually na-promote associate unit manager. Perform very well. Gradually na-promote unit manager. To him, this is it. I can retire as unit manager. But no, we said, you know, you could be group sales manager. Boss, wag. Hindi ko na kaya. Hanggang merchandiser lang nga ako eh. Ang saya-saya ko na, sabi niya. Sabi ko sa kanya, no. So, we promoted him to group sales manager. And I tell you, I saw the life of that man because we believed in him. Ultimately, he began to believe in himself. And wow. And when I found he was a Christian, I was so happy. I was so happy. His wife was a Christian. They are active in their church. Nung mag-retire na ako, nabalitaan ko na umalis na rin siya sa Del Monte. Nagkasakit siya. Nasa Asian Hospital. Pinuntahan ko. He was so shocked. Sabi niya, boss, what are you doing here? Eh, may sakit ka raw eh. Na-hospital lang ako kasi I think severe cold or something. So I prayed for him. For him to get well. Boy, he began weeping and crying. And para sa kanya, wow, what a life I have gained in Del Monte from where he was to where he was able to achieve because we believed in him. He told us, mahina ang self-esteem ko eh. Sabi niya. But you guys kept insisting. So sabi niya, bandang uli, sabi ko sa sarili ko, sige nga na nga. Believe sila sa akin. Sige na nga, bibilib na rin ako sa sarili ko. Wow. That is transformative. Okay? Now, the power of believing in people. Okay? Bring this home. Believe in your children and you'll be amazed what happens. Bring us back to the office. Believe in your organization and imagine what happens. Okay? I just can't overemphasize it. All right? Give me a slide. Benefits of mentoring and coaching your people radically raises the level of your influence and relational skills. Your conversations gain transformational impacts. I told one credit and collection supervisor, I think you're a natural salesperson. The guy applied for sales, and it was like putting a fish in water. He goes, oh, like this. That conversation lasted 3 minutes. Ako'y nagle-late lunch. I was the president in Del Monte. And he had a late lunch. And nakita ako sa cafeteria. Sabi niya, Alex, can I join you? Culture naman sa Del Monte. Of course. And he, sabi ko sa kanya, pare, what are you doing in credit and collection? Eh, yun lang ho opening nung nag-apply ako eh. I think you're a natural salesperson. Yun lang sinabi ko. I think you're a natural salesperson. Before I knew it, nag-apply sa sales. He went all the way up to group sales manager also. When I retired, he left to go to a big telco company. And he, every time I bump into him in the supermarket, he will update me on his career. And after that, he went to the other telco company. He's now a senior manager in this telco company from a credit and collection supervisor. And he told me, you remember, Alex Avenia, that conversation in the cafeteria late one lunch, you told me I was a natural in sales. Wow, one sentence. See, one sentence. And this guy's, his life changed. His life changed, okay? radically boosts the mentored individual's learning curve. Natural yan. If I'm mentoring you, your learning curve will be steep. Employee retention is increased as mentored individuals feel highly valued. That's also natural. The best retention strategy of good volunteers, of good people in your church, is to mentor or coach them. Because when you mentor or coach me, you're spending time with me, I will feel highly valued, okay? Or highly engaged. Expands the base of knowledge owners in the company, a competitive advantage. We've talked about that. Process improvement opportunities arise as mentees query processes. The stupid questions that mentees ask can lead to great ideas for improving church operations. Fosters a team culture. Teams are built one person at a time. If you want to build a great team culture in your church, you can't do it through rah, rah, rah speeches, okay? I had 9 people in Del Monte when I was president, and they didn't like one another very well, you see. But I had a great relationship with each of them. Okay, by virtue of my relationship with each of them individually, which was good, they formed a team. Okay, teams are formed one person at a time, but literally one relationship at a time. Okay, so you want your ministry heads to be well coordinated and your direct reports in the church well cohesive as a team, develop your individual relationship with each member, each and every one of those people. And by virtue of their common, they will share one thing in common, a good relationship with you. By virtue of that, they will look at one another as teammates. That's the best way to form a team culture. Give me a slide. Why do many managers not empower their people? They have not developed their people well. They feel threatened and they have low self-esteem. You know that already. I don't need to elaborate, okay? Give me a slide. If you don't empower people, it's organizational retrogression, okay? I am mentoring Richard. Richard is ready for empowerment. I refuse to empower Richard. He will not achieve his full potential. He will be an organizational retard. Retarded ang Richard. Problema nun, Richard is now mentoring Doc Allen. Eh, ready na rin si Doc Allen ma-empower. Hindi rin niya i-empower kasi nahawa sa akin. Eh, lalo na retarded si Doc Allen. Because Doc Allen naman, mentoring Noel. By the time Noel is ready for empowerment, ayaw din niyang i-empower kasi cultural na yung disempowerment. My disempowering style, therefore, begets a legacy of dwarfs. Okay? What you want is to, when people are ready to be empowered, you empower them. And so you allow them to grow to their full potential, even if they grow bigger than you. You will beget a legacy of giants. And you choose, I like giants better than dwarves. Okay? So don't be afraid to empower people. Click that slide. I want you to do this. I will give you 1 minute to do this, scale of 10, before the break. Tell you what. Why don't we do the break now? I don't want to mess up the time. Why don't we just finish this again? 1 more minute. Do this.